USA Radio News.
Today, Vice President Mike Pence laid out President Trump's proposed new Space Force plan during remarks at the Pentagon.
As their actions make clear, our adversaries have transformed space into a warfighting domain already, and the United States will not shrink from this challenge. Under President Trump's leadership, we will meet it head on to defend our nation and build a peaceful future here on Earth and in space.
President Trump is hosting a roundtable discussion with governors from across the United States regarding prison reform. The president brought up the violence in Chicago.
We must strengthen community bonds with law enforcement, including cities like Chicago that have been an absolute and total disaster. We'll be talking about Chicago today because that is something that, in terms of our nation, nobody would believe it could be happening. They had 63 incidents last weekend and 12 deaths.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking!
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Two parents in Orlando say their young children flying alone as unaccompanied minors on a Frontier Airlines flight ended up getting stuck in Atlanta after their flight was diverted due to weather. The parents say Frontier Airlines never called them and let them know of the situation and put them in a hotel room with a supervisor and two other children. The father of the children, Chad Gray, says he's not very happy with what happened.
It was very infuriating and, you know, very outraged. I think both Jennifer and I would have drove to Atlanta.
The children were flown home the next day, but their parents say they were frightened by the whole situation.
He woke up in the middle of the night numerous times. He asked to sleep in the bed with me. For the next three nights, Carter had nightmares.
The parents have hired an attorney. Now, Frontier Airlines does say they reached out and spoke to the mother and did let her know the situation. Final look at your numbers on Wall Street for this Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial was down 74 points to close the day at 25,509. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their Buy One, Get One Free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and enter promo code USA.
The feds have some reminders for those who use plastic at the gas pump. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Federal Trade Commission is reminding consumers to be vigilant when they gas up to avoid skimming scams. Swiping your credit card at the pump could potentially put your bank account at risk as skimmers grab data off credit or debit cards without your knowledge. So some tips to avoid getting scammed that way. Make sure the gas pump panel is closed and shows no signs of tampering. Check out the card reader carefully to make sure it doesn't look different from the others. Try to wiggle the card reader before inserting your card. If it's loose, report it to the attendant and use a different pump. And if you're using plastic at the pump, the FTC recommends using a credit card. Credit card companies would provide you with more protection if you get scammed. If you are going to use your debit card, though, run it as credit instead of entering your PIN number. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Turning Point USA's Charlie Kirk spoke to Chicago residents about the city's gun violence epidemic and what they believe can be done about it. Now, Kirk was a Chicago resident. He shares some of his findings on Fox News as far as what people think about all the violence.
There was not this huge call for gun control, even from the citizens of Chicago. And, you know, being from Chicago, we have seen the carnage increase over the last couple of years. And it really is a broken culture problem.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.